This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and, like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show.
First of all, sort of the injury situation for us, because I'd imagine there's a good deal of frustration at the moment, because just as you're getting players back with Andy Robertson and Curtis Jones training, you lose Luis Diaz, Trent Alexander-Arnold and Joel Matip as well.
Yeah, of course it was. Let me say it like this. After the game in the dressing room, it was already clear that this will be the case. I thought we were... maybe, hopefully, a little bit lucky with Trent, because the angle didn't look good, to be honest. Lucho, yeah. What's it, what do they say now, 6 to 8 or whatever, we will see how long. Lucho looks like a quick healer, but anyway, we have obviously to be careful with that, but could have been worse as well. So the way he moved after the game. And actually, Joel just felt a little bit, but that's what you do nowadays. You make a scan, and then it was out as well. So, yeah, that's not great, but it's the situation, and we have to deal with it, and we will.
The positive is obviously that Andy Robertson, Curtis Jones.
Yeah, but they only trained now a couple of days. We cannot now just put them in just because the others are out. So yeah, Robbo is in the squad for tomorrow. Curtis not, Ox not, Nabi not. Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, it's important that the boy's coming back, but it's not. You are back, train twice with the team, and then here we go. It's not like this.
I heard the phrase after the game against Arsenal used that Liverpool need a spark. What do you feel?
Who
you
said
need?
That?
Didi Haman. Is
oh, great. He's a fantastic source.
I'm just
well respected everywhere.
Former Liverpool midfielder, obviously.
That doesn't give you the right to say what you want, especially when you have no idea.
But I'm asking you, what do you feel that you need? I mean, where do you see a spark, if it's a spark that you need?
I actually think Didi Haman doesn't deserve that you. What's that now? That you. What is that? To use his phrase to ask me a question. Do me a favor and ask your own question. That's good.
We won't use that phrase then, but I feel, what is it you feel
try to
you that
ask
you need?
A question without the word spark. That's the challenge now, huh?
No spark in there. What is it you feel, though, that you need just to get that momentum going, Jürgen? Because we see you taking a step forward. We saw that in the first game against Rangers. We saw that in the game against Ajax, but obviously the results in the Premier League haven't followed on from that. What is it you feel that you need within this squad
to keep fighting? It will not happen overnight, and especially not when you look at the Arsenal game. I know people don't want to hear that, but I think when on Sky Sport the ref watch, when Mr. Dermott twice says the decision was wrong by the best English referee, Michael Oliver, one penalty was no penalty, and because before the season we had a big meeting with the refs and they said no soft penalties anymore. So it was a penalty we got. So then we saw the season already which kind of situations we had for handball, and there were penalties with exactly the same situation, but not in this game. But Mr. Dermott, not to forget, thought, yes, this is a penalty. The first goal, how I heard now, of Arsenal was pretty likely offside. We just cannot find out because the camera was not there or the angle, whatever. I don't know exactly the reason. But when I saw the picture, I thought it's obvious that Saka came back from an offside position. So now we talk about this game, and 100%, we conceded silly goals, especially the second one in the first half. But between the first and the second goal, we played again against the team in form in the league, a really good game. But we're 2-1 down. Second half, we get out, score our second goal, and open game, we're not as good as in the first half, but open game. And then there happens a penalty, which was not a penalty. And from that moment on, we had to chase the game, and Arsenal could counterattack, and they had obviously then better situations. That's all true. But it's difficult to judge that game, really. So that we don't play our absolute best football, I saw that. But again, the team, we played away against the team in form in the league, first in the table. Great team, top, really good players, all good. But we lost it in the way we lost it. And now it's difficult to judge. So what do we miss in this specific game? Just the right ref decisions would have been helpful, to be 100% honest. And then we can judge the game new. But then if we win that game for the outside world, our problems are completely sorted. We know it's not like that. Now we lost the game and three players. That's obviously exactly the opposite of what should have happened. But the only thing we can do is to keep fighting, and that's what we'll do, and everybody who wanted to see it could see it. We fought against Arsenal really hard. And that's what we'll do tomorrow night, because we have to do it, because Rangers, not only after what Giovanni van Bronckhorst said in the press conference or in the interviews, they want to put things right, and they want to get the points in the Champions League group, and they tried it with a, I'm not sure how to say it, but maybe rather defensive approach, five in the back, and how they want to attack and want to go for it in a great atmosphere. Never played here. I'm really excited to experience that. And that's a tough game in a different competition, and that's what we have to do.
John Murray. Jürgen, with all of the European experience that your squad has gathered in recent seasons, do you even have to remind them that this could be very different, this match, compared to what happened last week?
Yes, but not because of European experience or not, because we are human beings. And if we did that always, there's always, in the Champions League, is always this middle tie, where you play home and away against the same opponent. But we had a situation quite frequently that we win the home game and then we go to the away game. It's of course difficult. It's of course different. So do I have to? I don't know. Will I do? Yes.
Chris McKenna.
Jürgen, I know you won't be able to talk about the incident because there's a due process going on. Just but on Jordan Henderson,
ask then?
Just on him, will he be in the kind of right frame of mind to play with what is going on there?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jam at the front.
Thank you. Jürgen, is there anything about the way the Rangers played last week that surprised you? And coming to Ibrox tomorrow, is there anything you expect to be different in the way that Rangers will set up?
Surprised. Okay, we were not sure if they play four in the back or five in the back. That's one thing. I think they could have started with different striker, but surprised, no, it's not just you wait for the lineup and then you make your, it's not surprised in that sense. It's just tomorrow. I really thought Rangers really went for it. They really tried. We were really good. We should not forget that. And they will go tomorrow. No, and it's completely different in, with the atmosphere. How often did we mention Anfield and the power of Anfield? And I'm pretty sure you have here similar things you are talking about when big European nights or maybe even big league games. So yes, and football is like this. It's a lot about momentum. We know that it will be a tricky game, but we thought we come here anyway.
Neil Jones, then the gentleman at the very back.
Yeah, again, how important was it for Darwin to get a goal at the weekend? I know it wasn't in a victory, and how important is it that he is confident and in form given the injuries that you've got?
Of course, it's important. Just self-answering question, pretty much. Very important. Was a lot of good moments against Rangers, I would say. In moments, unplayable, but then still big goalie saves. You know, he got the goal. He was really hard working for that, and that's all. That was positive for sure.
Hi, Jürgen. How you doing? Just wanted another Rangers-related question. Leon King made his Champions League debut start last week. Obviously, he's only 18 years of age. I just wondered what you made of his performance, and apparently there's a lot of interest down south in England. Do you think that's a testament to how well that he's done?
If there's a lot of interest, then it's definitely a testament for that. But sorry, when we play an opponent, I'm not too much in the rating the opponents. I do that when I watch the game back, usually. And we scored two goals from set pieces. So means left and right of them, Rangers had a clean sheet. He played in the last line, so he was definitely his credit as well. So but an 18-year-old boy at Anfield, first Champions League game, I would say already it's positive if he doesn't fall over the ball because of the nerves, and he obviously didn't do that, not even close. He played a good game, and so that says a lot about him.
Dominic King.
Jürgen, can I just check a timescale on Trent's injury? How long he'll be out? We haven't.
It was always difficult to say, though.
Before the month or?
No, but shorter than a month. Yeah. Yeah, 2 weeks I heard, but we have to see if that's right. That's the information I got. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that, to be honest, but. Because I thought it's longer when I saw him after the game, but I take the 2 weeks easily. So, we will see.
just listening to the way you spoke about Arsenal, it seems that you think the performance wasn't as bad as it might have been made out to be, or the way you played at Arsenal, maybe the results has disguised how the team actually played in patches.
Do you think? So I think we're not as bad as we.
Let me rephrase it. Yeah. You seem more upbeat today than might have been the case. You seem in a better frame of mind about the team situation than a team that's.
You don't have that phenomenon. You sleep a night over it, and you realize life goes on. You don't have that.
No.
Oh, that's really sad. That's really sad.
No, no.
So problems get bigger for you overnight.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to look at me in the mirror.
No, look. No. Look, it's like this. You watch a game, and I was pretty sure for us was not a penalty. That is not help. We don't want to discuss that now and say make the open up again and Michael Oliver. And it's not at all. It's just a fact. Everybody said afterwards, all of you asked me about the situation, but I couldn't see it back then properly. I just stand there and we lost the game, and I know already, pretty sure we have three big injuries. How can I feel in a moment like this not down and beat? It's not possible. So then you get information step by step. So one is only 2 weeks instead of, in my mind, 8 weeks. The other one is not too long as well. Yes, and one is out as long as we expected. And then you get information. Ah, by the way, the TV ref thinks as well. But he usually always just says exactly what the ref decided is right. In this case, he said, no, that was a handball and the other one was not a penalty. If in my mind that would not turn the things around, and then I get the information only later after that, because nobody could show that before, Saka was probably offside around the first goal, and all of a sudden a bad defending situation becomes a good defending situation because he would have been offside. Just the assistant didn't see it or thought VR will check it, and VR had no camera. So now we cannot be responsible for absolutely everything in life. Yes, we are responsible for not the good for second half as we played between the two goals. We are responsible for the situation around the penalty situation. We should have cleared it before, but it was still no penalty. We are responsible for going to a set piece and conceding a counterattack, of course. And we are responsible, no, for the first goal, we cannot be responsible because it was good defender, it was offside. Let me say it like this. So it's really tricky. And yes, we can play better, but actually we didn't go to Arsenal to show how good we are. We went to Arsenal to win the game. And now you tell me we were not close with all the decisions. It's easy for you to sit there and think, yeah, but the decisions are the decisions. That's right. And we accept that. I accept that since 40 years. But it gives you a bad feeling or a good feeling or whatever. It can be exactly the other way around. You're lucky with the ref decision twice and you win a game. And I feel bad. So not directly after the game, because there we just won the game. But if I see it, then I think, oh God, you will not have to, we will not be that lucky twice, for example. And that's the same, just the other way around. And this is a tough situation, and but it's a challenge. And we face always challenges, and we go for it. And I'm sorry for our people. They expected after last season that we go again and fly again and compete with everything. Now it's not the case. I cannot promise we will fly tomorrow, but I can promise we will fight, definitely. And that, until somebody tells us the fight is over, that's all what we can promise. And yes, didn't become easier since Sunday because of the injuries, but the team I saw today in training, I liked a lot, so let's give it a go.
I'm really
sorry for you. Your problems get bigger.
we need to make way for Diogo Jota's shot.
That would be great because I drive home with him together.
the gentleman at the back with his pen. Awesome.
Could I ask, please, Jürgen? Last week, Napoli scored 6 in Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
Is the level they are setting slightly surprising, even after what happened to Liverpool and Naples?
Yeah, of course, surprising. But I think the whole form of Napoli is surprising. Incredibly strong in the moment. Play outstanding football. Everything is clicking. They work together really well. We felt that we were bad that day, but they were really good, we have to say as well. So that they can win there, I was not surprised. But yes, the result. But when you see the goals, there were a few ones you don't score every day. But no, the result in the extent, yes. But that they win, that could have definitely happened.
Last one to Alan.
Jürgen, you mentioned the potential power of Ibrox and how excited you are to be here for the first time. Has Andy Robertson warned you about what to expect? Or
doesn't have to. I watch, I don't know how many old firms I saw, okay, only on television. But when still both fan groups were allowed, love this game. So, atmosphere-wise, so I think most of the stadiums where I come first time, I have never been as a supporter and watched the game, but I'm pretty sure I know. It's Andy Robertson played here with Dundee, or was it?
Dundee United.
Yeah, was then the atmosphere as well that outstanding, or what? It's just always, you switch a light on and Ibrox is flying. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Wow, that's special. Even when you play bad. Okay. No, didn't speak to him about it yet.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.